Hello again, and welcome to the Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only newsroom focused on accountability journalism for and about the queer community. Let's go ahead and get into it for this week, which is the week of April 24th. We're starting with a story we at Lookout have been following closely out of Eloy in central Arizona, which is a federal judge has ordered the release of Carla Sions, a trans migrant rights organizer who had been held in a men's unit at the Eloy Detention Center for more than a month. The government did not contest her habeas petition, leading the court to rule her detention unlawful. During her time in custody, Sions was denied access to hormone therapy and other necessary medications, according to court filings and advocates. Her case drew attention after Lookout first reported on her conditions and detention. Now to the state capitol and a fight over a license plate. Democratic lawmakers in Arizona are accusing Republican legislators of anti-LGBTQ discrimination after blocking a proposed specialty plate that would support LGBTQ youth. The dispute centers on whether the plate, which would have funded supportive services, is being treated differently than other approved plates backing various causes. Republicans have said the decision was procedural, but Democrats argue the rejection fits into a broader pattern of sidelining LGBTQ-related efforts at the legislature, especially because this is the third year in a row that the license plate has been denied without any explanation. The conflict highlights how even symbolic measures like license plates are becoming flashpoints in larger cultural debates. And staying in Phoenix, a longtime queer space has closed its doors in Palm Springs, but is now reopening in Phoenix. The Barracks, a well-known leather bar in Palm Springs, is reopening after years as a fixture in the California desert LGBTQ nightlife scene. The bar has served as a gathering space for the leather and kink community, offering events, performances, and a sense of belonging for patrons. The bar closed in Palm Springs because of claims of lewd conduct happening inside the space, resulting in fines and city closure. The new owners of the bar, which will be located in Phoenix's Melrose neighborhood, said that they've worked to ensure the space will still be kink-friendly while abiding by all laws. Back to policy and immigration enforcement, a Republican-backed bill in Arizona would require local law enforcement agencies to cooperate with ICE, removing the ability for departments to opt out of those partnerships. Currently, some agencies have chosen not to enter into agreements with federal immigration authorities, also called 287G agreements. Supporters of the bill say it would create consistency across the state and strengthen enforcement efforts, but critics argue it undermines local control and strains relationships between police and communities of color, which is already being tested in many parts of the state. The proposal adds to a growing list of immigration-related measures moving through the state legislature despite being well over the legislature deadline. Now to national politics and a major LGBTQ advocacy group sounding the alarm. The Human Rights Campaign says the 2026 midterm elections will be a critical test for LGBTQ rights across the country. The group is investing heavily in races at the state and federal level, including two races in Arizona, focusing on candidates and policies that directly impact queer communities. Leaders say recent legislative efforts targeting LGBTQ people, particularly trans individuals, have raised the stakes. The organization is also working to mobilize voters and expand outreach ahead of the election cycle. Advocates say the outcome could shape the direction of LGBTQ rights for years to come. And the U.S. Supreme Court is taking up a case that could have national implications for LGBTQ families. The Supreme Court of the United States will review a challenge to Colorado policies that include protections for LGBTQ parents in preschool programs. The case centers on whether religious objections can override non-discrimination requirements tied to public funding. Lower courts have upheld the protections, but the high court's decision could reshape how those policies are applied nationwide. Legal experts say the case sits at the intersection of religious freedom and queer rights. A ruling is expected to have broad implications for education and civil rights law. Back to business and a familiar name weighing in on LGBTQ rights, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple and the first openly gay leader of a Fortune 500 company, criticized Alabama for what he described as slow progress on queer protections. Cook made the comments while reflecting on the state's policies and broader national trends. He has long been an advocate for LGBTQ plus rights, using his platform to push for non-discrimination measures. His remarks come as several states continue to debate legislation affecting LGBTQ communities. And in public health, a new study is offering promising results. Researchers found that doxycycline post-exposure prophylaxis, or DoxyPEP, significantly reduced cases of syphilis among gay men and transgender women. The approach involves taking antibiotics after potential exposure to prevent infection. Health experts say the findings could be a major step forward in addressing rising STI rates in some communities. However, they also caution about the need for careful use to avoid antibiotic resistance. The study adds to growing interest in expanding prevention tools beyond traditional methods. And finally, a vote with national implications. Voters in Virginia have approved a redistricting plan backed by the Human Rights Campaign. Supporters say the plan will help ensure more equitable representation, including for queer communities. The measure was part of a broader push to reform how districts were drawn and reduce partisan influence. Opponents, though, raise concerns about implementation and potential political impacts. The outcome could influence similar efforts in other states as redistricting battles continue nationwide. That's your Lookout News Roundup. If you want this in your inbox every single week, head to lookoutnews.org and sign up for our newsletter. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.